ערב טוב, שבוע טוב, בסימן הטבה. טוב, בלי נדר, we're about to embark on a mission. Not taking anybody hostage, but בעזרת השם, we gotta keep our heads together, focused, we got a job to do. Like the גדול הדור, הגאון רב חיים קניבסקי said at the same shas, the job is not to finish us, the job is to know us. Understand? That's the point. So, but in order to know shas, we have to learn shas. In order to know the pertinent halachot, we also have to go through shas. So, bezat Hashem b'li neder, let's take it away. B'siman ha-tava. First Mishnah in shas. Me'im atai kunin et shema be'arvin. Mishah she'akonim nechassim le'chol betrumatan. First of all, the Mishnah starts. When is the earliest time to read the night kriyat shema? We know that there's a night and a day kriyat shema. When is the earliest time to do so? The Mishnah says, Mishah she'akonim nechassim le'chol betrumatan. When Kohanim are eligible after they've become Tameh, once they become Tahor again, when they become permitted to eat Truma again, is when Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit begins. When is that time? Wait for the Gemara. Yeah. Ad, when's the end time? Sofa Shmura Rishona. Until the end of the first third of the night, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara is going to explain on the Gimel exactly what the Ashmurot were, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, the end point of Kriyat Shema is the first third of the night. Now, there's a machloket in the Gemara, we're going to see whether or not the first statement is agreed upon by Rabbi Eliezer, but we'll get there. V'chachamim omrim ad chatzot. Chachamim say you got to finish it by chatzot halachik midnight. Rabban Gamliel omer, ad she'aleh amud ha-shachar. Until dawn breaks. Ma'aseh uvehu benav mibet ha-mishteh, amru lo, lo karinu et shema. His sons came home from some sort of a banquet, and they told him we didn't read Kriyat Shema. Amar lahem im lo ala amud ha-shachar, chayavim atem likrot. He told them, first of all, if dawn hasn't broken yet, you have to read Kriyat Shema. Velo zu bilvad, and not only that, not only do we say bidi'avad, rather he was telling them what? Velo zu bilvad, amru, ela kol ma she'amru chachamim ad chatzot mitzvatan ad she'aleh amud ha-shachar. Anything that the chachamim said is a mitzvah until chatzot, really, that extends to alot ha-shachar. How so? Now the Mishnah gives a few examples. Hekter chalavim ve'evarim mitzvatan ad she'aleh amud ha-shachar. All of the korbanot of the day, the halacha is that you have the korbanot were offered during the day and their limbs are burnt during the night. How long do you have to do that? You have all night long. What else? V'chol ha-ne'echalim liyom echad mitzvatan ad she'aleh amud ha-shachar. Any korbanot, if you pay attention to the korbanot that we say in the morning in Pirik Ezo Mekoman Shezvachim, the fifth Pirik of Masechet Zvachim, what do we say? Many a list of korbanot liyom v'layla ad chatzot, liyom v'layla ad chatzot. There are korbanot, for instance, chatat, olah, certain korbanot that have, well, olah doesn't have anything eaten, not olah, but chatat, for instance, asham, certain things, certain korbanot you have, how long do you have to eat it? That day and the following night. The Mishnah says, what is the Mishnah? We say it every morning, like parrots, right? Liyom v'layla ad chatzot. What does that mean, ad chatzot? Says the first Mishnah in Shah, says Rabban Gamliel, even when that Mishnah says ad chatzot, take that as a limited. It's not really ad chatzot. Mitzvatan ad she'aleh amud ha-shachar. Really have the entire night to do it until dawn breaks. So if that's the case, im ken lama amru chachamim ad chatzot. So why did the chachamim say ad chatzot if you haven't until amud ha-shachar? Kedei lachrik adam min avera, in order to distance one from avera, because if we tell him that you haven't until amud ha-shachar, so he might not do it until then, the time might pass. That's what the chachamim said. Siyag, they made a fence, you should finish by chatzot, but even the chachamim agree, which is interesting. According to the chachamim, after chatzot is really b'de'avad, because you should really perform the fence. According to Rabban Gamliel, it's really l'chatechila. Let's see Rashi. Okay, we're going to come back. There's a very important Tosfot here, Bezat Hashem. When we're done the daf, we'll come back to this Tosfot. Very, very important in halachic Tosfot, says Rashi. Me'matai kurin nishma be'arvin, misha she'akonim nechassim le'chol betrumatan. Explains Rashi. Kohanim shenitme'u v'tavlu v'he'ariv shimshan, a kohen who has become impure, they immersed themselves in the mikveh and the sun went down, v'igia itam le'chol bitruma, and then afterwards they become permitted to eat truma. That's the beginning time, says our Mishnah, for Kriyat Shema. Ad sofa shmura rishona, deo shitat Rabbi Eliezer, shlisha layla, third of the night, kedem farish bagmara, u'misham va'elach avar zeman. According to Rabbi Eliezer, after the first third of the night, you can kiss Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit goodbye. It's gone. You're not Yotze anymore. Why? Didla mikre tu zman shechiva. After that, it is no longer, we're going to see in the Gemara, so why do the Chachamim disagree? The Torah says, beferush uv shochbecha uv kumecha. So why does Rabbi Eliezer say that if you didn't catch it during that first third of the night, you're not yotzeh? According to Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara is going to say on the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to recreate Shema at the time that that people go to sleep by. Begin. Well, it fluctuates when people go to sleep, but there's a cutoff point when everybody's usually asleep by. And that's the first third of the night. And for that reason, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you miss that, you are not yotzeh because it's no longer Zeman Shechiva. Before this time, right? Why are you not yotze before the time of the Kohanim going into Iter Teruma? Because that's also not Zman Shechiva, according to everybody. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if you read before Kohanim Nichnasim Le'achol B'Tumatam, lo yatza. If you read after the first third of the night, gam ken, lo yatza. Im ken. Now Rashi throws in a curveball over here. Okay, Rashi says, "Im ken, lama kolin ota bevet haKnesset?" In those times, it was, you know, people seem to have had the minhag to pray Arvit a little bit earlier, like the Sfaradim, right? So if that's the case, so if you're not yotze, Rashi asks the obvious question: if you're not yotze, then so why do we read Kriyat Shema in Arvit? What's pshat? She says, "Kedel amod betfila mitoch divrei Torah," because there's halacha that you're always. Before you, anytime you pray Amidah, Amidah is always supposed to be preceded by Divrei Torah, and Kriyat Shema is a wonderful example of Divrei Torah. Okay, ve'achitane bebaraita bebarachot Yerushalmi, ulfika chova alenu likrotam mishetech shach. For that reason, Rashi paskins halacha lema'aseh, that although we've already read it during Kriyat Shema in Arvit, which we've prayed mi be'od yom, or before the time for Kriyat Shema has come, a person must make sure to read it again mishetachshich, which means once it gets dark. Uvekriyat parasha rishona she'adam korea al mitato yasa. However, just with reading the first parasha on his bed, a person is yotze, which we're going to see soon, is subject to a machloket haposkin. Ad she'al amud ha'shachar. That was Shitat Rabban Gamliel. Shekol ha'layla karui zman shechiva. Rabban Gamliel holds that the entire night is called zman shechiva. Says Rashi, hekter chalavim ve'evarim, burning of the fats and limbs, shel korbanot shenizrak daman bayom, of the korbanot that were offered, of the korbanot whose blood was sprinkled during the day, mitzvatan le'alot kol ha'layla. They're not leha'alot, rather lehe'alot. The mitzvah to have them brought on the mizbeach is all night long. When does it become pasul? It can no longer be offered on the mizbeach. Only once dawn breaks. Fine. Chalavim shel kol korbanot. All of the chalavim of korbanot have to be burnt on the mizbeach. Evarim shel ola. When it says evarim, it's talking about specifically korban ola. Plus all of the korbanot that are eaten for one day, kegon, a full day and night, kegon, chatat, ve'asham, v'chivsei aseret, umnachot, v'toda. How long do you have to eat it? Mitzvatan, zman achilatan, ad she'ale amud ha'shachar, until dawn breaks. Yeah, by the way, according to Maran Shulchan Aruch, dawn is, he says, b'ferushin siman petet, there's a machlok taposkin, but Maran holds that alot ha'shachar is 72 seasonal minutes before netzach hamah. Okay, although that is machloket, but we'll get there Bezat Hashem. So says Rashi, Ad she'al amud ha'shachar v'hu mevi'an liot notar. Once alot ha'shachar hits for all those korbanot that should have been eaten the previous day and night, once the following alot ha'shachar hits, what happens to those korbanot? Psulim, they become notar, left over. Dichtiv betoda lo yaniach mimenu ad boker v'chulam mitoda ilmedu. All other korbanot that are yom v'layla are learnt out of toda. If that's the case that you have all night long, asks Rabban Gamliel, why did the Chachamim say b'kriyat Shema u'b'achilat kadashim? Why by kriyat Shema and by the burning and eating of the korbanot do the Chachamim say ad chatzot? Kedei le'archik adam min ha'avera, which means what? Says Rashi, ve'asrum b'achila kodem zmanan, kedei shelo yavo le'ochlan le'achar amud ha'shachar. They said they kind of hit the brakes on when you can really have it, so that a person doesn't come to do it afterwards. V'itchayev karet, a person who eats a korban once it's notar, chayav karet. So that's a big deal. So that's by korbanot. Kriyat Shema, there's no karet by Kriyat Shema, but first Rashi's addressing the more severe of the two. What's more severe? Korbanot or Kriyat Shema? Korbanot. So by the Korbanot, Rashi's saying it's understandable, says Rabban Gamliel, why the Chachamim put the brakes on it. Why? He shouldn't come need the karet. Now, what about Kriyat Shema doesn't have karet? וכן בקריאת שמע לזרז את האדם שלא יאמר יש לי עוד שהות. By Kriyat Shema also, although it is mitzvah taseh, it doesn't have karet, it's mitzvah taseh, and therefore we say over there, a person shouldn't say, oh, I have plenty of time, ובתוך כך יעלה עמוד השחר, ועבר לו הזמן. Fine. ביטול מצוות
עשה. That's a חומרה. That's early,
that's part of it, it's a סייג. בהקטר חלבים דקטנה, the fact that the Mishnah says הקטר חלבים, הכה, דקטני האחה, לא אמרו בו חכמים עד חצות כלל, ולא נקטו לו האחה, אלא להודיע שכל דבר הנוהג בלילה, כאשר כל הלילה, really, הקטר חלבים, there's no such הלכה that the burning of the fats of all קורבנות has to be done until חצות. That's a din by אכילת הקורבנות, that's a din by קריאת שמה. Says Rashi, there's no such הלכה by the burning of the fats of all קורבנות that has to be done בחצות. Hey, if that's the case, so what's it doing in our Mishnah, where that's the context? Says Rashi, the only reason why it says that is to teach you the side halacha that Rabban Gamliel is teaching us, that anything whose mitzvah is at night, technically how long do you have to do it? All night long until Anot HaShachar. V'achinam itenan b'perek sheni d'mgila. Kol alayla kashir l'ktzirat ha'omer u'lekter chalavim v'evanim. There's a Mishnah meforeshet, Masechet Megillah, that you are able to do all of these night mitzvot. Ktzirat ha'omer, burning of the fats, and the limbs on the Mizbeach all night long. So that is what it is doing in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Okay, let's move on. Baruch Hashem, we're at a good pace. We'll keep it to that. Bezat Hashem, if you have really a pressing question that's inhibiting Havana, you can stop me for a moment, but let's try to move on. And Bezat Hashem, at the end, we'll try to gain some more clarity through the Halacha. Says the Gemara. Tana hechikai de katani me'ematai. The first Mishnah in Shas starts me'ematai, from when? What is it? It's not, the question is not, we heard a few drashot at the Siyum HaShas, why does Shas begin the first halakha describing Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit? That is not the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is, me'ematai, when you say, it seems like this is following up to, it's following something. When do you read Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit? Whoa. Where'd you just come from, says the Gemara? What are you following that you're saying when? It has to be, right, there's something that's preceding it, and we're missing something. Says the Gemara, Vetu, another kushia, Mai shena, the Bach adds in over here, Detane de arvit beresha, litne de shacharit beresha. Second of all, yes, okay, if we're dealing with Kriyat Shema, why did the Mishnah choose to begin Kriyat Shema, describing the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, with Kriyat Shema shel arvit? Why not begin to describe the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema shel shacharit? Says the Gemara answers, Tana akrakae. You know what this Mishnah is following up? It's going based on the Pasuk. Why? What does the Pasuk say? Dichtiv b'shochbecha uvkumecha. The Torah says the mitzvah of Shema is when you lie down and when you get up. B'shochbecha. Now it makes perfect sense. The Torah says when you lie down. Says the Mishnah, when is that? Me'ematai. A. And B. V'achikatan is zman kriyat Shema d'shchiva. Emat. Now, based on that pasuk, b'shochbecha, mitzvah kriyat shema, is when you lay down. Says the Gemara, when is that? And says the Mishnah, when is that? Answers the Mishnah, mishah she'akohanim nichnasin lechol bitrumatan. And that would also explain. Remember, the Gemara had two questions. Number one, what's it following? And number two, why night first? So, with the same pasuk, the Gemara answered both questions. Number one, this Mishnah is following the pasuk. Okay. And number two, it's following the order of the pasuk. What's the order of the pasuk? Uv shochbecha, right? B'shochbecha uv kumecha, when you lay down, kriyat shema shel arvit, uv kumecha, kriyat shema shel shacharit. Yeah.
Why is that? Why is that? Morning, kriyat shema of morning first, and then the night.
Usually, huh? Okay. Why not? The Gemara is not assuming that it should be first, but why this way over the other way? Why shel arvit first? Who told you? So now the Gemara said, the Pasuk told me. Okay? One, Beshoch Behav Kumecha told me, answered both of these questions. Now, the Gemara says, V'bayit Aima, I'll tell you another answer to answer both of these questions. Yalif mi briyato shel olam. Where does the actually it answers only the second question? How do we know that the Mishnah should begin to describe the Mishnah of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvi Tichtiv Vayayre Vayivoker Yom Echad? You learn from the creation of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to create the world from the night, and therefore, when beginning to describe the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, it makes sense that we should go first from night and then to day. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, then you have a problem. Yahi Sefa. Now, sometimes the way Mishnayot are positioned in the Talmud Bavli is not necessarily the way that Rabbeinu HaKadosh made the Mishnayot. Sometimes it's one long Mishnah, and the Gemara decides to cut it up in the middle. That's why over here there's a Mishnah later on Daf Yud Aleph, which, right, it's a few Dafim later, and the Gemara calls it Sefa, the end of this Mishnah. Which means what? That when Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, compiled it, what was it? Is one big Mishnah, which the Gemara decided to split up for analysis. Okay? Now says the Gemara, Ihachi Sefa Diktani B'Shachar Mivarech Shtayim Lefaneha Ve'achat Le'achareha. The Mishnah says later, in the morning, you make two brachot before Kriyat Shema, and one bracha afterwards. What are the two brachot before Kriyat Shema? Yotzer HaMe'orot and HaBocher Be'amo Yisrael Be'ahava. And after Kriyat Shema, you have Baruch Ata Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. And then, U'ba'erev Mevarech Shtayim Lefaneha U'Shtayim Le'achareha Litne De'arvit Beresha. By Arvit, how many... Yeah, we got here. Shkoyach. By Arvit, how many things do we have? How many brachot do we have before and after Kriyat Shema? Two before, HaMa'ariv Ravim, Ohev Tamo Yisrael, and afterwards you have Ga'al Yisrael, and Shomer Tamo Yisrael Ad. The Gemara is not taking into consideration what Ashkenazim add in Chutz La'aretz, Ra'uvanim, not Ra'uvanim, Yiru Enenu V'Yismach Libenu, that whole thing, because that's only Mitakanat Rishonim, it's a Minhag, we're not talking about that. But now, what's the Gemara's question? The Mishnah over there says what? It starts with describing Birkot Kriyat Shema of Shacharit, and then it goes to Arvit. Hey, either which way you go, if you're going based on the Pasuk of B'shochbecha v'kumecha, or based on B'riyato shel Olam, which should you have started to describe first? Night. Birkot Kriyat Shema shel Laila. So why over there is it doing the opposite? Says the Gemara, Tana patach be'arvit, ve'adar taneshach b'shacharit. Adikai b'shacharit, parish milen v'shacharit, ve'adar parish milen de'arvit. With regards to the primary law of Kriyat Shema, the Mishnah began with what? Arvit. Moved on to the primary law of Kriyat Shema of Shacharit. Once we're already there, now we have to branch out, not to the primary laws of Shacharit, but now other associated things like Birkot Kriyat Shema. So now the pattern of the Gemara is once we're already talking about Kriyat Shema and Shacharit, so we'll extend that a little bit more to its brachot, and then finally we'll go back to what we started with, which is what? Birkot Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit. Okay? Fashtes makes perfect sense. Okay. Now, Adkan. Let's see Rashi. Okay. Avi, let's see some Rashi. Bechavot, tfaddal. Hechakai. What did we speak about just before? Remember, this is the beginning of Shas. It's not... It's the Mishnah always... Kimat every Gemara in the beginning of Masechet, many Masechtot, the Gemara asks, what did you come after that you're starting this way? So this is the first Mishnah in Shas. So we got to know, what are we coming from? Okay, go ahead. Akrakai. Okay. That was the second answer. Which means we started, right? What's the pattern of the Mishnayot? Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit, Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharit, Birkot Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharit, Birkot Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit. That's the pattern of the Mishnayot, and now it makes sense. So, weiter. Says the Gemara. Amar Mor. Now, the Mishnah, right now, the Gemara is going to have a problem. And the Mishnah asked, what's the beginning time for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvi? So the Gemara said, what? When the Kohanim enter, when the Kohanim come, after being Tameh, after having immersed in a mikveh, and the sun having gone down, that's when they can eat. What time is that? Tell me a time. In those times they didn't have clocks, whatever, but tell me something barur. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Amar Mor. Anytime you see in Shas those words, Memresh, it's not Mar, bitter. That's a mispronunciation. It's an Aramaic word. It's Mor, which is a reference to Master in Aramaic. Now, Amar Mor, Misha'ashu HaKohanim Nechnesim Lechol B'Trumatan. Michde, says the Gemara, let's see. Kohanim Emat Ka'ach L'Trumah. When do Kohanim go in to eat their Trumah after having been Tameh? immersing and waiting for the sun go down. Mishat tzet hakochavim. That is the time of tzet hakochavim. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, you know, cut to the chase. Litne mishat tzet hakochavim. Just say, tell me the time is what? Me matai korin shema be'arvin. Mishat tzet hakochavim shalom. Doesn't say that. Why not? Says the Gemara. מילתא אגב אורחי כמשמעלן, כהנים אמת כך לבתרומה, משעת שרית הכוכבים. It's teaching us a side issue. Forget about the fact that קריאת שמה של ערבית, its earliest time is צאת הכוכבים. It teaches me a side issue. By the way, if you want to know what time כהנים, after having dipped during the day and the sun going down, what time can they begin eating תרומה again? What time is that? צאת הכוכבים. So we kill two birds with one stone. We spoke about קריאת שמה. And we spoke about the laws of Tumat Kohanim. Now, says the Gemara, V'akamashmanan, it teaches us another side issue that what? D'chapara la me'akva. Part of the same chidush is that there are certain people, certain tum'ot, there are four tum'ot that require, Shia Kadosh, the next daf says it, there are four tum'ot that dipping in the mikveh is not enough, it requires a korban. For instance, what are they? Zav, Zava, Yoledet, Umsora. These four tum'ot, okay? Now again, it doesn't apply to, well, it does apply to a Yoledet as well. If she's an Eshet or Bat Kohen who's not married, and she's a Yoledet or a Zava, and she wants to eat Truma again, or a male Kohen, whatever it is, when they want to come, now, here's the story, right? On this, whenever it is, after they dipped, now, they have to wait for the sun to come, let's say it's a zava. She has to wait 7 clean days, whether it's zava ktana, zava gdola, whatever. That's from Masechet Nida. Anyway, but Bezat Hashem. Huh? Yeah, only 7 days. Anyway, Bekitzur, Mikol Makom. So over there, the way it works is that the Kohen or the Kohenet, let's speak about a Kohen right now, who's a zav, zava, well, the Kohen can't be a zava or a yoledet, hopefully not, but whatever it is, zav, zava, yoledet, and mitzora. He goes to the mikveh, sun goes down, next day he brings korbanot. Now, that being said, comes the Mishnah and teaches us, Misha'a she'akohanim nichnasim le'echol bitrumatan, that's the beginning time for Kriyat Shema shel Arvit, that teaches us what? That teaches us that the Kohanim, immediately once the sun goes down that night, after having been to the mikveh, can begin to eat his truma, even though he has not yet brought his kapara, which is the korbanot that he has to bring the next day. That's the chiddush. Okay, now, says the Gemara. Okay? And how do we learn this? Kedetanya, there's a baraita. Uva Hashemesh v'tay. Let's see the whole pasuk. Abi, read the whole pasuk.
I have the
pasuk says, Uva Hashemesh v'tayer ve'achar yochal min hakodashim ki lachmohu. That's talking about teruma. Uva Hashemesh v'tayer. How do you understand the pasuk? And the sun shall come, and he shall be pure.
The sun itself is v'tayer.
One second. But what is v'tayer on? Oh, yafeh meod. Going down, going up. And who's v'tayer on? Says the Gemara, Uva Hashemesh v'tayer bi'at shimsho me'akvato mile'echol b'truma ve'en kaparato me'akvato mile'echol b'truma. The sun setting prevents him from eating teruma, but the bringing of his korbanot that he has to bring the next day does not prevent him from eating teruma. Now the Gemara, huh? The sun going down prevents him from eating teruma, which means if the sun hasn't yet come down, he cannot eat teruma. But the fact that he has not yet brought his korbanot until the next day, that does not prevent him, and he's still permitted to eat teruma. Says the Gemara. Umimai dehai uva hashemesh bi'at hashemesh vehai v'taher taher yoma. The simple understanding according to this baraita means what? Uva hashemesh, which refers to what? The sun comes, it sets. V'taher. What does v'taher mean?
Purify.
What's purifying?
He.
Wrong! Right now, the Gemara understands that the day the sky will be purified of daylight. When does the sky become purified of daylight? Uh-huh. So right now, according to that, what? The Torah says, when you have Uva HaShemesh and V'taher, he can eat Ruma. Uva HaShemesh, sun setting, V'taher, sky being pure of daylight. How do you know that? Huh?
Sky being pure.
That's exactly the Gemara's next question. Dilma bi'at orohu, maybe it doesn't refer to the sun setting, maybe it refers to the light coming. Not the sun, the bowl of the sun setting, but the light of the sun shining, which is when? The next day, the eighth day, tomorrow morning. Dilma bi'at orohu, umay v'tahir, uva ha-shemesh, maybe the sun has to go up. And what's v'tahir? Maybe the man has to be tahor. When is the man completely tahor? After he brings his korbanot. So how do you know, looking at the pasuk, maybe he's got to wait until the next morning after he's brought his korbanot to begin eating truma again. Says the Gemara. ומה יותר יותר גברה? אמר הבא ברב שילה, אם כן, למכרה ויתהר. The pasuk should have said, if the pasuk was speaking about the purity, the purification of the man, the Torah should have said, ובא השמש ויתהר, and he shall be pure. It doesn't say that. It says, ובא השמש ותהר, and it shall be pure. What's it? The sky. Okay? May v'taher, taher yoma k'de'amre inche, as people commonly say, how do they speak? I'arev shimsha, the sun has set, v'idche yoma, in Bavel they used to say, as a result of the sun setting, the day becomes pure. Which means what? Now, there's no more zachen going on, there's no more daylight going on.
Why are we calling it pure? Why is that the right terminology to use when light...
Pure of light.
Pure of light,
mm-hmm.
No light.
Not exactly pitch black. That's we're gonna have to wait for the Gemara Masechet Shabbat Daf Lamed Hey for that.
Why are you using the word pure? What does pure have to do?
Which means it's not here. Pure means to get rid of something, correct? Okay. Purity means to get rid of something. You're always, yeah. Whenever you want to purify someone, you got to get rid of something. So what does it mean to purify the day? Getting rid of
light.
The sun. Now.
Light.
Huh?
I say the light. Yeah. The sunset is it.
Yeah. Okay. Now. Huh? Ve'yitahir. Oh, ve'yitar. Ve'yitar. Or ve'yitahir. Okay. Now, let's see Rashi. Go back to the previous Amud. One Rashi on the bottom. Mish'at tzete kohavim. Shugmar bi'at ha-shemesh. Now, this is a very important Rashi. We're going to have to remember it for the duration of the sugya that the Tzeta Kohavim marks the end of the sun setting. Sunset is not a point in time. Sunset is a process. Remember that. The end of the process that is sunset, Tzeta Kohavim. Okay? Kedi Alif Lekaman, we're going to see on the second Amud. Okay? Do me a favor. Huh? Avi, set an alarm for... can somebody set an alarm? 9:15. Okay, Viper, what do you say?
The sunset over here of the Gemara, that's Benash Mashot.
Correct. Now, says the Gemara, it says Rashi on the top, Dilma bi'at oro, maybe we're talking about a coming of the light, which means what? Says Rashi, Sheye'or HaShemesh b'yom HaShemini, for the sun to rise, for the sun to give light on the eighth day, Ve'itaher ha'ish atzmo be'ava'at korbenotav, and what's becoming pure? The man shall become pure after he brings his korbanot, ve'achar yochal, and then... only then should he be able to eat his terumah. Says the Gemara, "Im ken da'ikra v'taher l'shon tzivuyu." Right? There's two ways to look at the word v'taher. V'taher means and he shall have become, meaning this completes his thing, or it's a command. V'taher, purify himself. Two ways to look at it. If it's a l'shon tzivuy on the man that he should purify himself, ne'makra v'taher or v'itar, my v'taher. It means what? Idche, says Rashi, Leshon Avar, Nitpana Mina Olam, which means the sun has passed. The sun is out, is gone from the world now. Nitpana Mina Olam HaShemesh, the sun is already gone. Okay, now, next piece of Gemara says the Gemara as follows. Bima'arava, Ma'arava is the west. Anytime the Gemara speaks about the west, it's a reference to Eretz Israel, which was situated to the west of Bavel. That's why the Gemara constantly refers to Eretz Israel as Ma'arava. The West. B'ma'arava hadraba barav shila lashmi alehu. In Eretz Yisrael didn't have this chidush of Rabba barav shila who said that if it really meant on the man it should have said ve'itaher as opposed to v'itaher. So if they didn't have that chidush, uva'u lah mi'baya. They asked the same question. Uva Hashemesh bi'at shimshohu, umay v'taher teher yoma, odinma bi'at orohu, umay v'taher teher gavra. They asked the same question as before, minus the answer that Rabba Barav Shila had, because they never heard that chidush. So what did they say instead? Says the Gemara, v'hadar pashtila, mi baraita. They answered their question from a baraita. Mi dekatani ba baraita. What does the baraita say? Siman la davar. We're about to see that baraita soon. Siman la davar tzete kochavim. That what? What is a siman for biata for this thing of the kohanim eating tzete kochavim? Ah, shema mina biat shimshohu. That must mean that what is Uva HaShemesh referred to, if the Baraita says Meforash Tzete Kohavim, it must mean when the Torah says Uva HaShemesh, it's a reference to the sun setting, not to the sun rising and giving light. And on the same token, Umay V'taher, when the Torah says V'taher, Taher Yoma, it's a reference to the day becoming purified of its light, losing the sun for that day.
What does the Baraita say itself? What's the Lashon? What does it say?
Siman ladavar tzete kohavim.
What davar of what? Of eating?
Of when the Kohanim can eat.
Of the
okay? Now, we're going to see that soon. We're going to see that in a moment. Okay? Now, as follows. Says Rashi. Rashi says, mi baraita, this is what you just asked. The katani lekaman bishma'atin, in our sugya a little bit later, the Gemara says, misha'a shekohanim nechassim le'achol bitrumatan, v'raya ledavar, tzete kohavim. You want to know what time that is? The baraita says, meforash, tzete kohavim. Shma mina, en kaparatan me'akevatan. Which means, you see from here clearly, that the kapara, the korbanot that the kohen has to bring the next day, does not hinder them from beginning to consume tiruma the night before at tzete kohavim, adkan. Okay, so far so good. First taste. Moving on. Says the Gemara. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just we gotta push forward, blaze forward. Bezat Hashem, we're this is it's a job. We have to keep focused and move. Says the Gemara. Yeah, what do you say, Avi? Okay, legal counsel. Amar Mor. It says like this. Amar Mor. Now, Amar Mor is usually a reference to something we've either said in the Mishnah, Baraita, or discussed in passing before. Amar Mor, Misha'a she'akohanim nechnasim le'echol bitrumatan. Our Mishnah says, let's get back for a moment to Kriyat Shema. Our Mishnah says, what is the beginning time? So far we haven't seen any machloket about the beginning time for Kriyat Shema. The three machlokot in the Mishnah, which is really kind of two, because, right, that was, what was the machloket? Rabbi Eliezer, until the first end of the first third. Chachamim, Chatzot, Rabban Gamliel, Alot HaShachar. Maybe we can condense that into two shitot, that's a different story. But in our Mishnah, do we see any machloket with regards to the beginning time of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit? No. Mishnah says clearly what? No. What does Mishnah say? Verbiage of the Mishnah? Kohanim. Okay? We're going to mention this a bunch of times now. Our Mishnah says Kohanim. Remember that. Gemara says Kohanim equals what? Tzete kohavim. Remember that. Amar Mor. Misha'a she'akohanim nechnasim le'echol bitrumatan. Is that really true? Urminhu. I'll contradict that with a baraita. Me'ematai korin et shema be'arvin. The baraita says, when do we begin to read Kriyat Shema of Arvit? Mishehe'ani nechnas le'echol pito b'melach. When a poor man goes home to eat his bread with salt. Okay? Until when? Ad sha'a she'omed lipater mitoch se'udato. Until he begins to, until when? Until he gets up from a se'uda. That's the words of the Baraita. Beginning time, aniyim, poor people eat. End time, poor people finish their se'uda. Okay? Now the Gemara infers. Sefa vadai peliga matnitin. The end part of that Baraita that says that it's only until the Ani gets up from Mesuda that certainly disagrees with all of the end times in our Mishnah. What were the three end times of the Mishnah?
4 hours.
Third, Chatzot, Alot HaShachar. Ani getting up from his Seuda is before that. So certainly the Sefer of this Baraita stands opposed to the end times we've spoken about in the Mishnah.
How do you know when that is?
Huh?
I don't know when that is.
It's certainly before the first third of the night.
He doesn't eat for 4 hours. He probably eats for
right.
An hour or two.
Yeah. So, well, that's an hour. That's a big suda. And all he has is bread and salt.
Right,
so anyway, the kitzur. So now, watch this, Rabotai. The Gemara's question is, so certainly the end part of that baraita is in contrast to our Mishnah. Resha milema paliga matnitin. Does the first part of the Mishnah, of this baraita, contradict the Mishnah? What does this baraita say is the earliest time? Ani. What does our Mishnah say is the earliest time? Kohen. Is that a contradiction? Is that an argument? Says the Gemara. La. No, it's not. Why? Ani v'chohen chad shi'orahu. Right now, at this stage in the Gemara says, by the way, you have to learn this rule for Shas. Afushe plukta lamafshinan. We don't like to make more machlokot than necessary. If we can reconcile opinions to be the same, if there's a blatant or explicit machloket, we'll deal with it. But if it's not explicit, what will the Gemara always try to do?
Rectify.
Well, not rectify, but kind of
connect this.
Mitigate machlokot. Shalom bayit, right? This is Queens. So now he says like this. So, says the Gemara, that being said, right? Says like this. Come, learn with me. The whole point, the power of the Daf HaYomi is that it brings Klal Yisrael together through Limud HaTorah. Right? So now he says like this. Right now the Gemara says, no! The fact that the Baraita says earliest time is Ani. Our Mishnah says Kohen. Says the Mishnah, I don't have a problem with that. Why? It's one and the same. Says the Gemara, really? Urminhu. Now the Gemara is out to prove what? That it's not the same. How so? Another Baraita. Ready for this? Here's another Shita. Me'matay matchilim nikrot kriyat shema be'arvit. Misha'a shebnei adam nichnasim li'echol pitan be'arve shabbatot. Divrei Rabbi Meir. A third Shita. What's that? When people, not poor people, regular people go to eat their Shabbat meals on Lil Shabbat. Lil Shabbat, when's that? By the way, in Halakha, Erev Shabbat refers to Friday. Lil Shabbat refers to Friday night. Right? In by Goyim, they call it, whatever their holiday, Eve, that night. That's a Goyish thing. They call it like that in modern Hebrew also. Erev Shabbat, Erev Yom Tov. Erev Shabbat is Friday. Erev Yom Tov is the day before Yom Tov. That night, the night of Yom Tov is called what? Leil Yom Tov. Leil Shabbat.
So what would you have thought? How else do they call
it? No, I'm just...
So this
whatever.
Is Thursday night?
Israelis sometimes, the ones who don't understand necessarily the mechanics of Halakha, call Friday night... Erev Shabbat. Is it ta'ut? Lo nachon. Now.
But in this case, it's Thursday night or Friday?
No. Friday night. Friday. We're saying, when's the earliest time, according to this Baraita? Friday night. Okay? When people begin to eat their Shabbat meals on Friday night. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, misha'a she'akohanim zaka'in le'echol bitrumatan. Zaka'in and nichnasin is the same thing. The chachamim say, once again, kohanim. Says the Gemara, says the Baraita, Siman ladavar, tzeta kohavim. When is this time? Siman, when is that? Tzeta kohavim. Now, according to the Chachamim. Now, the Gemara calls a timeout. The Gemara right now, the Gemara does this a lot. When analyzing some things, sometimes the Gemara will go off on a tangent, as it does right now. The Gemara goes off on a little bit of a tangent right now. The Gemara says, what's going on? Here. V'af al pi she'en re'aya ladavar. How do we know that Kohanim time, Kohanim eating truma time, is tzete kohavim? That the Baraita said, siman ladavar. Does that mean it's ironclad? Do you have an ironclad proof for me that Kohanim is tzete kohavim? Says the Gemara, no. We don't have re'aya ladavar. Zeche ladavar. We have some sort of a hint from the pasuk. Huh? Yeah, but we're going to bring... But how do you know Tzete Kohavim is the end of the day? Let's see. Shene'emar, there's a pasuk in Nehemiah, in the Ketuvim. This is a reference to when Ezra and Nehemiah brought back Am Yisrael from Galut Bavel, and they wanted to rebuild the Bet HaMikdash and the Chomot and the walls of Yerushalayim. So there was a lot of work to be done, obviously. So the pasuk says, Shene'emar, V'anachnu osim b'melacha, וחציים מחזיקים ברמחים מעלות השחר עד צאת הכוכבים. We were involved in the work of building the walls of Yerushalayim, and half of the people held on to spears from עלות השחר, from dawn until צאת הכוכבים, until the stars came out nightfall. ואומר, and the next pasuk says, והיו לנו הלילה משמר והיום מלאכה. The nights were for watching, for standing guard, and the days were for what? For work. Now what do you see from here? Mai ve'omer, why does the Gemara need to bring two psukim? What do you need two psukim for? Isn't it enough to bring the first pasuk that they worked from Alot HaShachar to Tzete Kohavim? Mai ve'omer, v'chi tema, you might have thought to say, "Michi arva shimsha leliyahu ve'inhu demechashche umakdeme." You may have thought to say that maybe day and night is governed by Netzach Hama, sunrise, and Shkiat Hama, sunset, and the fact that they worked longer hours from Alot HaShachar to Tzete Kochavim is because what? It wasn't really part of the day or work day, rather what? They're pushing themselves to work overtime, meaning before and after. If that's what you might have thought to say, that's why the Gemara brings another pasuk. Don't say that. Tashema. That's why the next pasuk comes. Vehayu lanu halayla mishmar vehayom melacha. That what? The entire night was for mishmar and the day for melacha. And from the fact that the pasuk says that day was for work, when does the work day end? Not shkia, as you may have thought originally. Once the work day ends, the night begins. And when does the pasuk say the work day ends? Tzete kohavim, and perforce, that's when the night begins, and not from shkia. Now, No, that's a pasuk with regards to Am Yisrael rebuilding Yerushalayim when they came back from the Gula. Now, as follows. This was a side point. We just proved from the psukim that what? That the day is gauged right now, the Gemara said, from what? The work day, from Alot HaShachar to Tzete Kochavim, and not from Netz to Shkia. Okay? Now we're coming back. There's an hour and a quarter from Netz to Alot HaShachar before it, and there's an hour and a quarter from Shkia to Tzete Kochavim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Geonim. That's a very, very big machloket. You're opening up a very, very big Pandora's box right now. I'm going to put you on hold for about another 3 months until you get Bezat Hashem to Shabbat, Aflamete Amud Aleph. Now, Bezat Hashem. Shabbat, Aflamete. I'm telling you when it is. It's not like Paro made Am Yisrael work without telling them until when. 3 months. Anyway, Bekitsur, so he's saying as follows. Huh?
4 months.
What? Yeah, Tfaddal. So he says like this. He says, now, where were we in the middle of proving? The Gemara said, right now, we're in the middle of proving that what? The Gemara says, remember, I want to clarify. We have a Mishnah. Mishnah says, beginning time of Kriyat Shema is when?
Kohanim.
We have another Baraita. Let's put on the side the end time. Our Mishnah says, beginning time Kriyat Shema, Kohanim. First Baraita that we saw says, the beginning time of Kriyat Shema is when?
Ani.
Now the Gemara says, hey! Is that arguing? Says, no, it's not arguing. Why not? Kohanim and Anim is the same thing. Says the Gemara, really? I'm going to bring a Baraita to disagree with you on that point. How so? Says, what did that say? So far, don't lose focus, okay? Mishnah, Baraita, Mishnah, Kohanim. Baraita number one, Anim. Baraita number two is what?
Shabbat.
Is what?
Shabbat.
Anashim, right? Bnei Adam on Erev Shabbat, and the Chachamim will say Kohanim again. Okay? So now, that being said, now the Gemara says, Kasal kada'atach, de'ani uvnei Adam chad shi'urahu. Right now, at this stage in the Gemara holds that the Baraita that said before, Aniim, and the Baraita, our Shita over here of Rabbi Meir that says Bnei Adam on Erev Shabbat, that's the same time. What's the common denominator? The Me'iri, the Ritba, point out over here, what's the common denominator between Ani and Bnei Adam Be'erev Shabbat? No, but what's the common denominator? Besides for the fact that they both eat. They eat a little bit earlier. Why? On Erev Shabbat, people eat earlier than usual. On Leil Shabbat, people eat earlier than usual. Why? Because everything's ready already. There's nothing that needs to be prepared, because you can't prepare. It's Shabbat. So, by default, you're eating earlier. And why does Ani, even during the week, eat earlier than everybody else? Because he doesn't have what to prepare. That's the point. So now, right now, the Gemara thinks that Ani equals... Let's go back. Originally, the Gemara thought, and we're still with that, Ani equals Kohanim. Next step of the Gemara, right now we're thinking, Ani also equals people on Erev Shabbat. But once you do that, says the Gemara, I have a big problem. Why? If that's the case, says the Gemara, "Kasal kada'atach de'ani uvnei Adam chad shi'urahu." It's the same time. If we're still sticking with what we thought before, that ani and kohen is also the same time, chachamim haynu Rabbi Meir, then all of the shiurim are exactly the same. The shiurim of, if you're telling me ani is kohanim, and ani is also bnei adam, then everybody holds the same thing. But the second baraita says very clearly that there's a machloket between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. So if there's to be a machloket, something's got to give. Something can't be the same. What do you want
to
say?
What's forcing us to say the anim and the people the same thing?
Nothing's forcing. It's an assumption. Right now the Gemara is an assumption and we're about to change that. Okay. Now, because the Gemara didn't want to make a machloket. The Gemara wanted to say the baraita of anim is not necessarily arguing on our Mishnah. If you don't argue on our Mishnah, it's got to be the same as kohanim, which is tzedek kohavim. And if that's the case, now the Gemara also wanted to assume that anim and bnei adam be'arvei shabbatot is also the same.
But there's already machloket between kohanim and erev shabbat. That already exists. So once
that's the next part of the Gemara, which means right now we have, how many zmanim do we have? Do we have beginning times zmanim? From our Mishnah we only saw one, kohanim. Then we saw another baraita what? Anim. Then we saw another baraita what? Bnei Adam, Erev Shabbat. Right now, if we think it's all the same, then there's no reason for machloket. It's all tzedek kohavim. But the baraita says there is a machloket. So obviously, our assumption's wrong. Therefore, what happens? Says the Gemara, rather, no. Rather, must be, what are we trying to prove from here? Absolutely not. That's machloket. Machloket, different times. No way. No way. Now says the Gemara, "V'i amart ani v'kohen chad shiura hu chachamim haynu Rabbi Meir, ela shma mina ani shiura lechud v'kohen shiura lechud." This proves to us that what? Maybe our original assumption that kohen and ani is the same time. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe it's two separate times. Ah, now something gives. If it's two separate, if kohanim and aniim are two separate times, and aniim is the same. Ani and kohen are two separate things. Our Mishnah put away. Ani and kohen are two separate things. Ani and Erev Shabbat is the same. And then the Chachamim argue, that makes perfect sense. So the Gemara just said, I disprove, you got to get off of your original assumption that ani and kohen is the same thing. That's Gemara's proof. Says the Gemara, not a good proof. Something's got to give. But who says that way? I'll give you another way that something can give. What's our objective right now? We have to reinstate this machloket, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Okay? If you don't reinstate them, the Baraita says the machloket. If you have an assumption that goes against that, you're wrong. Baraita's right, you're wrong. So something's got to give. It's either Ani and Kohen being the same thing, which we tried to disprove now, or says the Gemara, la, not true. Ani v'Kohen, had shi'urahu. Really, the Ani and Kohen is one time slot. Ve'ani uvne adam lav chad shiurahu. But what we thought secondly, that ani and bnei adam on erev Shabbat is the same thing, those are different things. And now what? And based on that, what's the maskana the Gemara? And then you can also in that way reinstate the machloket Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. And now what are we coming back to according to this maskanat Gemara? Really, I'll tell you like we thought originally, that the first baraita is not arguing in our Mishnah, and ani equals Kohen. What about Ani and Bnei Adam? Those are two different things, and now it's perfectly understandable why Rabbi Meir, author of Bnei Adam, and Chachamim, authors of Kohanim, disagree. Verstehst? Says the Gemara, not done yet. Really? So now we're back to square one, that Ani and Kohen is the same thing? Really? Says the Gemara, Ve'ani v'Kohen chad shi'urahu urminhu. Okay. How many shitot do we have so far in when to begin Kriyat Shema?
Three.
Get ready for a few more.
Two.
Three. Okay. Maybe. Whatever. Different. How many different wordings?
Three.
Now says the Gemara.
Shabbat.
Kohen, Ani, and Bnei Adam. Okay. Now says the Gemara. You want to tell me ve'ani ve'chohen, according to the maskana that we just said now, chad shiurahu, urminhu, me'matai matchilin likrot shema be'arvin, misha'a shekadash hayom be'arve shabbatot, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, from when? When the day becomes sanctified. When the Shabbat becomes sanctified? Lechumrah. Sunset. Shkiah. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, when do you start reading kriyat shema be'arvit? Sunset.
Rabbi Yoshua omer, misha'a shekohanim metoharim le'echol betrumatan.
Okay? Which is like our Mishnah. So the Kohavim.
Rabbi Meir Omer, Misha'a she'akohanim tovlin le'echol b'trumatan. Not from when the Kohanim begin to eat the truma, but he's saying, the Rabbi Meir says over here now, when the Kohanim begin to dip, immerse themselves for their truma. Now, once again, another tangent. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda ve'alo Kohanim ibe'od yom hem tovlin. According to Rabbi Yehuda asks Rabbi Meir, the Kohanim have to dip before the sun goes down. They need a full sunset. If they dip after the sunset, they have to wait for the next day. So according, asks Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Meir, if they're dipping, if they're immersing in the mikveh that early before the sun goes down, is that Zman Shechiva? How can you tell me you Yotze Kriyat Shema Shel Laila then? No answer yet. Answer is in the forthcoming Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Hanina Omer, Misha'a she'ani nichnas le'echol pito, b'melach. Familiar? Rabbi Achai, ve'amri la Rabbi Acha Omer, Misha'a she'rov b'nei Adam nichnasin le'asev. From the time that most people recline to eat. Now, what do we get from this baraita? We're under the assumption right now, according to the Maskana Gemara, is that what? Ani equals Kohen. That's how we left off before. Says the Gemara, really? This baraita is going to shoot that down. Why? Ve'i amart ani vechohen chad shiurahu Rabbi Hanina haynu Rabbi Yoshua. We see from this baraita, Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Yoshua have two different opinions. That means what? In lay terms, that means that they argue. If you're telling me that ani equals kohanim, which equals tzete kohavim, what does Rabbi Hanina say? Ani. What does Rabbi Yoshua say? Kohanim. Why do they argue? According to our assumption that the Gemara ended off with, that Ani and Kohen are the same, etc. Kohavim. Why are you saying two different shitot? You guys are the same. Not you guys, Hashalom. Tanaim are the same. Says the Gemara, El alav shema amina shi'ura de Ani lechud, v'shi'ura de Kohen lechud shema amina. The Gemara ends off based on this. This is a winning, this is an absolute proof that Ani and Kohen are two different shiurim. Whether ani and bnei adam be'arvei shabbatot are the same, that we said that's possible, and that would still reinstate machloket Rabbi Meir and the chachamim. But one thing's for sure, says the Gemara. What's that? Ani and kohen are not the same.
Why? Because
because this proof in the baraita. Yeah. Now.
From the previous baraita, we said that.
Fifth, but then you have another baraita that says no.
Bnei adam and kohen cannot be the same. Also.
That's for sure. What about Bnei Adam and Ani? That we're flipping back and forth. Okay? Now, says the Gemara. Heminayu meuchar. Now that we... Always do. Not uncommon. Now, Rabotai. Now that we've established beyond the shadow of a doubt that Ani and Kohen are two different times. Heminayu meuchar. Which one's later? Ani or Kohen?
Ani.
Mistabra de ani meuchar. Now we know for sure, by the way, we said before that ani, when does he start eating? Earlier, because he has nothing to prepare. What time is kohanim? Said the kohavim. When is ani? Before or after that?
Before.
Before, right? Says Markampi. Why? Yeah. Always remember, whatever you think to be the case, the Gemara will always, kim'at always say the opposite and bring it ayah. Okay? The Gemara is here to straighten out our thinking. Heminayu meuchar. Which one is later, ani or kohen? Mistabra de ani meuchar. It makes sense that ani is after kohanim. De'i amart de ani mukdam. If you want to tell me that ani is before tzete kohavim, now stop for a second. Before kohanim, kohanim equals what? Kohanim equals tzete kohavim. If ani is before, what time do we have before tzete kohavim? What possible time can there be before tzete kohavim to say kriyat shema? Shkia, right? Hey, guess what? If that's the case, Rabbi Hanina, Hainu, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Hanina says Ani, Rabbi Eliezer says what time? Misha'a shekadash hayom on Lel Shabbat. When's that? Shkia. If you want to tell me that Ani comes before Kohanim, which means Ani is before Tzete Kohavim, it must be Ani is at Shkia. If Ani is at Shkia, Rabbi Hanina who says Ani, and Rabbi Eliezer who says Shkia on Lel Shabbatot, it's really Shkia and Shkia, it's the same person. Shouldn't be a machloket. Therefore, says the Gemara, El alav shema amina de ani meuchar shema amina. Must be that ani is a later time than kohanim, and that's a final proof That what? That Ani is really after Tzete Kochavim, slightly after. What do you want to say?
Why can't we say Ani between Kohanim and Rabbi Lezer?
Huh?
Ani is between Kohanim and
yeah.
Rabbi Lezer.
So?
And so it's not the same time. Could be 5 minutes before Tzete Kochavim is Ani.
The Gemara is not going there. The Gemara is looking at it in terms of increments. The only increment that it could be, there is such a shita in the world before Tzete Kochavim, is Shkia. That's what the Gemara defaults to. Now, let's see Rashi for a second. Let's move because we don't have a lot of time. Says the Gemara. Mishehe ani. Okay? Rashi on the top third of the page. Mishehe ani. She'en lo ned le'adik b'se'udato. He doesn't have, why does he eat earlier? He doesn't have a lot to prepare according to those Rishonim. And also, he doesn't have a candle, so he can't be too late. He wants to see his food. Sefa vaday pliga matnitin dektani hacha ad sha'a she'omed leipater mitoch ha'seuda v'haynu lak Rabbi Eliezer v'lak Rabbanan v'lak Rabban Gamliel. The end time, according to this first baraita, is certainly not like our Mishnah. The darishuv shochbecha tchilat zman shchiva v'matnitin tnan ad sof ha'shmura rishona. So that's that. Ani v'chohen, ani kol lelotav. Ani is a reference to all of his nights. V'chohen tameh le'chol b'truma. And kohen, not every night, but the night of motza'e tum'ah. Chad she'urahu. In the beginning, the Gemara thought that it's all one time slot. Tzete Kochavim be'arve Shabbatot me'maharin la'seuda she'akol muchan. People eat earlier on Arve Shabbatot because everything is already ready. She'en re'aya la'davar she'ayom kaleh b'tzete Kochavim zecher la'davar ika. We don't have a re'aya brura that the day is over at Tzete Kochavim, but there is a zecher la'davar from the psukim in Nehemiah. De'mechashche ve'osin melacha b'layla m'shkiat chama at Tzete Kochavim. Don't think that they're only going overtime from shkiat tzit. U'mekadme u'mashkimin kodem ayom de'em ayom la've'adnan. And people are going to think that what? They're getting up earlier. Really, the work day starts at Netz, and they're only getting up earlier from Alot HaShachar to do Melacha from Alot to Netz. V'makdimim Alot HaShachar, de'ave kmo ma'alach emilin. The Gemara says it's about 5 milin of a distance. Tashema v'ayu lanu halayla mishmer. Mideka amar v'hayom Melacha. Since the Pasuk says that the day was for Melacha, Alma hai. It's supposed to say de'avdi. The fact that they were working from Alot HaShachar at Tzete Kochavim, Yemamahu. It's not because they were working overtime. It's because that's what the work day is. Okay? And this is the zecher that we were speaking about from the Pasuk, that the entire work day is called Yom from Alot Tzet. Kasad kada'atach, rov b'nei adam haynu aniyim, klomar b'nei adam be'arve shabbatot v'aniyim b'mei achol, chad shiurah, it's all the same shiur. Misha'a shekadash hayom be'arve shabbatot, that was shitat Rabbi Eliezer in the other baraita, third baraita that we had, haynu b'nei shmashot, that's immediately after shkia, which is called twilight b'nei shmashot, safek yom, safek laila. V'kivan de safek hu, kadosh hu ayom misafek, which means since it's a safek, misafek Shabbat is kadosh during that time. Misha'a she'akohanim tovlim, from the time that the kohanim dip, who's that? Rabbi Meir in the Baraita, haynu kodem ben hashmashot. According to Rabbi Meir, they have to dip before shkia, kedei she'yeh lahem kodem ben hashmashot ha'arev shemesh, so that they can have before ben hashmashot, they can have their sun going down. V'achi yamrin b'bei medlikin d'zman ha'tvila kodem ben hashmashot me'at. The Gemara says beferush in Shabbat that when would the kohanim go to dip before on motza'e tum'a? When would they go to dip? A little bit before sunset.
Which is what?
Before shkia. A little bit before shkia. This was Rabbi Yehuda asking Rabbi Meir, don't they dip before shkia? Rabbi Yehuda le'tamid amar be'bemed likin ben hashmashot kedil mahalach chatzim mil. And the Gaon and other poskim say over here, it's even more than a half a mil. According to Rabbi Yehuda, between sunset and Tzete Kochavim, there is more than half a mil's distance worth of time. Kodem Tzete Kochavim karui bin Hashmashot. Before Tzete Kochavim is considered bin Hashmashot, ve'ave safek safek hilkach tevila demikameh achi mibeod yom hu ve'lav zman shchivahu. Ulkaman mefaresh mai ahadar leRabbi Meir. The Gemara is going to say soon, what does Rabbi Meir answer him back? Nichnasin lehasev, going into lean, it de'amre bimot achol. Some say it's talking about weekdays, ve'it de'amre b'shabbatot. Some say it's talking about Shabbat, mikol makom me'uchar hu. But according to everybody, it's later than the earlier shitot. V'hem minay u'me'uchar, which one is later, ani or kohen? De'ani o de'kohen, says Rashi, hachi gar sinan, isav gada'atach, de'ani kodem rabbi, chanina haynu rabbi li'ezer, and the Gemara ends off, must be, that ani is after tzit Ani is after Kohanim and after Tzedek Kohavim. Okay? Now, let's a little bit more.
Is Rabbi Eliezer here in the Mishnah? Same person?
Oh, the Gemara is going to ask that. Same person. Seems to be contradicting himself. What about Rabbi Meir here and in the Baraita before? Also, says the Gemara. Now we're going back to what Rabbi Yehuda asked. I know. Yadati. Huh? Yeah. Okay, now.
Three lines.
It's a few more lines. Huh? Well, tomorrow it's going to be a little bit... Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Bezat Hashem, with this. Let's move on to the halakha segment of today's daf. If you look over here, okay, if you have these sheets... Yeah. Daf Bet Amud Aleph. So these were... Huh? Yeah, sure. The Rambam brings down... Hilchot Kriyat Shema. Perek Aleph Halakha Tet. Says the Rambam. Ezu Zman Kriyat Shema Balayla. When is the time for Kriyat Shema at night? Mitzvata Mishat Yitziat Kohavim Ad Chatzi Alayla. The time is from when? From the times the stars come out until half the night. Vim Avar V'Icher V'Kara Ad Shelo Ala Amud HaShachar Yatza. However, even if a person was delayed and didn't read Kriyat Shema by Chatzi Alayla, which is Chatzot, he read it by Alot HaShachar, he is Yotze. Shelo Amru Ad Chatzot Ela Kedel Arachik Adam Min HaPeshi'ah. He calls it over here, like that was your question, by Korbanot, there's a possible Avera. Over here, there's no Avera, so the Rambam changes the word by Kriyat Shema to be what? Peshi'ah, not to be a Poshi'ah. Now, who does he seem to be passing it like? Rabban Gamliel or the Chachamim? Rabban Gamliel said what? According to Rabban Gamliel himself, you have even Lechatchila until Alot HaShachar. The Rambam says, Halacha follows the Chachamim. Says Maran, Shulchan Aruch, Siman Resh Lameteh Seif Aleph, that's Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit. זמן קריאת שמה בלילה, משעת יציאת שלושה כוכבים קטנים, ואם הוא יום מעונן, ימתין עד שיצא הספק מליבו. You have to wait for three small stars. If it's cloudy, wait until you have no more ספק that it's night anymore. ואם קראה קודם לכן, חוזר וקורא אותה בלא ברכות. If you read before then, you have to read קריאת שמה again, without its ברכות, without the ברכות of ברכות קריאת שמה של ערבית. ואם הציבור מקדימים לקרות קריאת שמה מבעוד יום, if you remember, Maran is now talking about what Rashi spoke about as well. Let's say the ציבור prayed ערבית before the time, before צאת הכוכבים that we're saying now, that's the earliest time to read. יקרא עמהם קריאת שמה וברכותיה ויתפלל עמהם. He should read קריאת שמה with them, and the ברכות, and תפילה. וכשיגיע זמן קורא קריאת שמה בלא ברכות. And when the time comes, which is למסקנה, what do we hold is, by all of these מחלוקות we hold that it's צאת הכוכבים, משעה שהכוהנים, like our Mishnah, which is צאת הכוכבים, when צאת הכוכבים comes, you read it again without a ברכה. Now,
why is this a question? We see clearly in the Braita that the קריאת שמה was after when they started eating the meal, meaning they prayed, they already prayed.
Yeah.
Then the Zman of Kriyat Shema only came.
We go with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says clearly that Kriyat Shema is Mishah Shekohanim Nichnasim Le'achol B'Trumatam.
That's when the mitzvah itself is. But yeah. It's clearly you see that they ate prior to the reading.
Who says?
The Braita says they daven and then they would go to eat.
The Braita doesn't say that.
What did the Braita say?
Rashi said that. Rashi says
for when they walk in to eat their meal.
It doesn't say when they're reading. It's talking about a natural thing when people
right.
eat.
But
the Baraita makes no mention of when people daven.
When they ate them, they must have davened already.
Oh, Tosfot is a different story. I wanted to get to Tosfot, but you know, this is a race against the clock. I'm trying my best now. As follows, Yadati bini Yadati Haga Umiu. That's this week's parasha. Anyway, Haga Umiu lo yachzor b'itpalel balayla. Says the Rama, don't. You don't have to pray Arvit again. אף על פי שהציבור מקדימין הרבה לפני הלילה, אלא אם כן הוא רגיל בשאר פרישות וחסידות, דאז למתחזק יוארה, מה שיחזור להתפלל. Unless a person is a very, very big חסיד וקדוש, and he does a lot of things that are חומרות, then he can daven again, but that is not the minhag today. Now, hold on. Let's do nothing.
Huh? Here we learned that we could daven Arvit before.
Correct. And yet, even if you daven Arvit, from, let's say, Plaga Mincha. However, Kriyat Shema, you have to repeat after Tzet HaKochavim. It's fine. Now, that was the Minhag. Rashi says that was the Minhag. I'm going to speak. I don't have time to read out the entire Tosfot now, but let's read the next Rambam. איזהו זמן קריאת שמה בלילה, מצוותה משעת יציאת הכוכבים עד חצי הלילה, ואם עבר ויחיד, this is the same Rambam we said before, וקראת שלו על עמוד השחר, יצא את חובתו, שלא יאמרו עד חצות, שלא אמרו עד חצות, אלא כדי להרחיק אדם מן הפשיעה. סז מרן, לכתחילה, צריך לקרות קריאת שמה מיד בצאת הכוכבים. Immediately at צאת הכוכבים. וזמנה עד חצי הלילה. The time for קריאת שמה is until half of the night חצות. ואם עבר ויחיר וקרא עד שלא עלה עמוד השחר, יצא ידי חובתו. Now, let's wait for one moment. I want to speak out a few things on the daf over here with the short amount of time that we have. This Tosfot over here brings down what we saw from Rashi. That Ikar Kriyat Shema, Rashi said, was not during Arvit, if you remember that, right? The Rashi said it was really what's being read later, and what's the only reason why we read Kriyat Shema? You know, we can read through it real quick. I'll read through the Tosfot real quick. First Tosfot in Shas, okay? I'll try to read through it very quick. Put on a... We don't need 15 minutes of Musa. 10 minutes is fine. Put a 9:35. No, Chas Shalom, not to be mzalzel b'musar, Chas Shalom. No, but, you know, let's try to be mispeak what we can here. Me'ematai korin, says Tosfot. Huh? Piresh Rashi. Va'anan hechi karina mi ba'od yom, ve'enanom amtinin letzat kohavim, kutim mefaresh b'gmara. Al ken, piresh Rashi, shekriyat shema she'ala mita'i kar, ve'ulehachar letzat kohavim. According to Rashi, what's the main kriyat shema? The one we say ba'arvit, that's prayed early? No. The one that's said on the bed. And yet, what does Rashi say? You only have to say, parasha rishona, don't forget. However, Tosfot has a problem. Okay? ואחית בירושלמי, אם קרא קודם לכן לא יצא, ואם כן, למה אנו מתפללים קריאת שמה בבית הכנסת? כדי לעמוד בתפילה מתוך דברי תורה. The only reason, if you're praying Arvit early from plug, what's the only reason, according to Rashi, that you say קריאת שמה in תפילת Arvit, if it's not time yet? To have some דברי תורה before Amida. Good? Says, Fractase Visnein, Tema! It's a wonder. Tema l'ferusho. V'alo ena olam regilim nikrot samoch l'shchiva, ela parasha rishona. Most people only read the first parasha, only ve'ahavta, before they go to sleep. Ve'im ken, shalosh parashiyot haya lo likrot. And by the way, Maran HaShulchan Aruch holds like this, that for Kriyat Shema, alamita, forget about being Yotzei Dechova for a moment. Just for Kriyat Shema, alamita, which is Shmira, that Maran HaShulchan Aruch is that all you need to do is ve'ahavta. זהו, שלום, שולחן ערוך מפורש, בסימן של מדבב. Now, however, Agon Kaf HaChaim brings down that לפי הארי הקדוש, even for קריאת שמע על המיטה, which is for שמירה, you need to read all three, וכן הלכה. That's what we do. Now, that being said, says Teisvis, people don't repeat the whole קריאת שמע before they go to bed, ועוד קשה. ואם כן, שלוש פרשיות עלינו לקרות. ועוד קשה, וצריך לברך בקריאת שמה, שתיים לפניה ושתיים לאחריה, בערבית. If that's the case, you should have been חייב to do what? You should have, if the עיקר is later, קריאת שמה על המיטה, what should you have been חייב to do, says Tosfot? ברכות before. We don't do that. ועוד, Tosfot is now just hammering away against Rashi. ועוד,
Maybe not, because maybe the
Kriyat Shema
to do,
maybe
the Brachot is doing
Tefillah. Oh, hold on. Birkot Kriyat Shema. Birkot Kriyat Shema. Huh? Oh. Manan Zichron Berchah uses this as a Raya and Yabia Omer to say that it's considered Birkat HaMitzvah such that women cannot say Birkot Kriyat Shema with Shemu Malchut. He disagrees with the Or Letzion. He disagrees with the Gaon HaNeeman in Or Torah. He disagrees with the Gaon Birkat HaShem in Gaon of Moshe Levi. Disagrees with all of them based on the fact that Birkot Kriyat Shema are Birkot HaMitzvot Mitzvat Aseh Bracha on Mitzvat Aseh Shazman Garma. Wait, Rabbi. Ve'od, de'ota Kriyat Shema Samuch Lamita Ena Eila B'Shvein HaMazikin K'damar B'Samuch Ve'im Tanit Chacham Hu Eno Tzarich. The Gemara says that the only point of saying Kriyat Shema before you go to sleep is for protection. And if you're Tanit Chacham, you don't need it. Torah protects you. So that being said, ve'od kashe. ואם כן, פסקינן כרבי יהושע בן לוי, דאמר תפילות באמצע תיקנום. פירוש, באמצע, בין שני קריאת שמה. בין קריאת שמה של שחרית, ובין קריאת שמה של ערבית. וענן קמאלן כרבי יוחנן, דאמר לקמן, איזו בן העולם הבא, זה הסובך גאולה של ערבית לתפילה. Which means, okay, stay with me. There's machloket a little bit later on Daf Dalit. There's machloket between רבי יהושע בן לוי and רבי יוחנן. According to רבי יהושע בן לוי, the halacha is all of the tefillot of the day have to be said between the two kriyat shema. Which means, according to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, kriyat shema shel shacharit, amida shel shacharit, amida shel mincha, amida shel arvit, and kriyat shema one more time. which means, according to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, all of the tefillot, all of the amidot of the day, are sandwiched in between the two kriyat shemas. Rabbi Yohanan disagrees with him. Rabbi Yohanan says, no. Rabbi Yohanan says, it has to be, just like in Shacharit, it's geula letefillah, which means Ga'al Yisrael, and then Amida. So too, and Ga'al Yisrael is always after Amida, always after Kriyat Shema. So too, by Arvit, a person should be Somech Geula letefillah, which is Ga'al Yisrael, which is followed by Kriyat Shema, and then Arvit, which is preceded by Kriyat Shema, I'm sorry, and then Arvit. And that's the halacha. According to what Rashi's saying, that Kriyat Shema al Mita is Ikar, comes out that who are we holding like, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi or Rabbi Yohanan? Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, sandwich. Because you're doing the main Kriyat Shema last. And that's not how we hold. We hold it goes how? Shacharit, Kriyat Shema, Amida. Arvit, Kriyat Shema, Amida. And therefore, says Tosfot, you're going against the halacha? So, Rabbi Nutam has a brand new shita. Zokta Rabbi Nutam, yeah. Lachen piresh Rabbi Nutam de adraba, Kriyat Shema shel Bet HaKnesset Ikar. Rabbi Nutam disagrees with Rashi, and Rabbi Nutam says that the Ikar Kriyat Shema is in Bet HaKnesset. Hey, it's too early. How can you say it's Ikar? Ve'im tomar he'achanu korin kol kach mibe'od yom. Tosfot's question explicitly. Ve'yesh lomar de'kai malan k'rabi Yehuda de'amar be'perek tfilat ha'shachar. De'zman tfilat mincha ad plaga mincha. De'ainu echad asar sha'ot pachot raviyah. 10 hours and 45 minutes. U'miyad k'shi'ichle zman mincha matchil zman arvit. Which means, according to Rabbi Nutam, and the Ri at the end of Tosfot seems to be saying the same thing. We don't have to see the rest of Tosfot for now, but Tosfot is bringing Shita, according to Rabbi Nutam, that, and the Rosh quotes Rabbi Nutam as follow, the same way as well, and there are several other poskim, the Mordechi and others that hold like Rabbi Nutam as well, that Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit, okay? When are you Yotze Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit from? Seemingly contradicting our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the earliest time is Tzedek Kohavim. Rabbi Nutam says, no, it's not. Rabbi Nutam says, it's from when? Plaga Mincha. An hour and a quarter, an hour and 15 minutes. Before, Machloket, before Laila, before Shkia, let's say before Laila, he says, already from then, just like you're able to pray Tfilat Arvit from then, and it's considered Laila, it's also considered Laila from when? From Plaga Mincha, for Kriyat Shema de'oraita. De'oraita. According to Rabbi Nutam. Huh?
Rabbi Yehuda.
No. What?
What do you mean?
No, but even before.
Rabbi Nutam is after.
Said, no. Rabbi Meir says before Shkia. He says way. Rabbi Yehuda says way before. Plaga Mincha. Already from Plaga Mincha. According to Rabbi Nutam. Ami. Chakeh. Shoyat the Shaila Kohen and you want to get away with
Rabbi Nutam is after. Now, the Rabbi Nutam is always after, right? For Kriyat Shema.
Asking Minchat Kohen and Sefer Mevua Shemesh, famous question. Ten. So now he says like this. Now, according to this, comes out, the Rambam, Kim'at Kol HaPuskim, okay, the Mishnah Brura brings down, okay, watch this. The Mishnah Brura brings down, according to this, you see from the Rambam, you see from the Shulchan Aruch, they were doche shitat Rabbi Nutam b'shtei yadayim. According to Rambam and according to Shulchan Aruch, the earliest time for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit is when? Not a minute before Tzedek Kohavim. Not like Rabbi Nutam. That being said, says the Mishnah Berura in Siman Resh Lamed He, when, let's say a person is reading Kriyat Shema early in Tfilat Arvit, he's praying in early Arvit and he's reading Kriyat Shema. Should he make a t'nai that if the halacha is Kedat Rabbi Nutam and the Mordechi and the other poskim who say that I'm able to be Yotze Kriyat Shema De'oraita Shel Arvit. Right now, I should be Yotze. And if not, I'll say it again later and be Yotze either later or Kriyat Shema Shel Amita. What's the halacha? Mishnah Berurah says, no need, since Rabbi Nutam is Dachui Mikol HaPoskim. Since Rabbi Nutam was pushed away, was rebuffed by all of the poskim. However, Manana Bet Yosef in Siman Resamach Zayin seems to sing a little bit of a different tune. Hare, every night, if you pray Arvit early, when is it most popular for Am Yisrael to pray Arvit earlier? Early Shabbat, correct? Okay, now, Marana Bet Yosef in Siman Resamach Zayin in Chod Shabbat writes that, you know, the halacha is that once the time for Kriyat Shema comes, and even a half hour before, you are not allowed to eat a Seudat Keva. It's halacha and Shulchan Aruch, yeah? Let me ask you a question. You prayed early Mincha, you prayed early Arvit, let's say it's a time that it's Mekubal to do it, Leil Shabbat, you go home, you say Kiddush, and you want to start your Seudah. which means with bread and everything. Hey, wait a minute. Even though you prayed Arvit, read Kriyat Shema, but according to the halacha, according to Maran and Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, they all say what? Did you read Kriyat Shema?
No.
Nothing. You read Psukim of the Torah. You didn't read Kriyat Shema. So if that's the case, you should not be allowed to begin your Seuda. You know anybody who waits to begin their Seuda until they say Kriyat Shema later?
No.
Says Maran Abet Yosef, in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Abu Ha'av, says Maran Abet Yosef, you're right, but we're somech on the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, who says that you're already yotzeh from Plaga Mincha, even though we say you have to read again, but we rely on that shita of Rabbeinu Tam to say that you can eat. Now, if Rabbeinu Tam, if the Maran Bet Yosef says that according to Rabbeinu Tam, we're somech on Rabbeinu Tam to allow you to eat, which means that the Bet Yosef does give shita to Rabbeinu Tam, that you yotzeh Kriyat Shema from Plaga Mincha some credence. According to that, it seems that according to the Bet Yosef, it wouldn't hurt to make a t'nai either if you're praying early Advi to be yotzeh with that.
Shouldn't that hurt you the other way as
well? According to the Mishnah Berura, don't waste your brain cells. Don't waste brain cell activity to make a t'nai on Kriyat Shema mi be'od yom, because it won't help you, because it's nothing.
Are you allowed to eat after Plaga Mincha now?
Especially because that's not the halacha.
No, but if according to Maran, if he's going to hold that shita as a viable option,
it's only to be miyashev min haga olam that we allow you to eat without worrying about the fact that you are now encroaching on Zman Kriyat Shema. Now, that's number one. Hold on. Time out.
Friday night? Huh?
Absolutely not. You're not yotze, but you can eat. So says the Bet Yosef, Meforash, it's a matter of Samazayim. Now, another halacha that I want to share with you. Hold on, tell me. Shnia. One second. There is a machloket. So now, you went to early Arvit, you said early Kriyat Shema. Le'alacha, you come home. The Rambam and Maran Shulchan Aruch say you're going to repeat Kriyat Shema without brachot. Question is, Rabotai, how many parashiyot of Kriyat Shema are you repeating when you need to repeat Kriyat Shema according to the Rambam Maran Shulchan Aruch? Says the Mishabur. Ready? Okay. Siman Shlomedhe, Saif Katan, Yud Aleph. Says the Mishabur, V'day Sheikra, Shte Parashiyot Arishonot. It's enough just to read the first two. Why? Because what's the whole reason why you read Vayomer? No?
Fizuk.
No. Yitziat Mitzrayim. Right, you have to be mazkir Yitziat Mitzrayim when? Once in the morning, once in the evening. So now, V'day Sheikra Shte Parashiyot Arishonot, כיוון שהזכיר יציאת מצרים בבית הכנסת, דנידי לעניין קריאת שמה לא יצא בזה הזמן, משום דעקת אליו זמן שיבה הוא, לעניין יציאת מצרים שאנו מחויבים להזכיר בלילה, יוצא בזה, מגן אברהם בשם תלמידי רבן יונה. מגן אברהם says, even when we require you to repeat קריאת שמה, you only have to repeat the first two parashiyot.
Why more
what about Vayomer? Because for Vayomer, Vayomer is not really part of mitzvah Kriyat Shema. Vayomer is part of a different mitzvah. Mitzvah Hazkarat.
But it has to be a night also. But it has to be a night also. And so that's important.
True. But we're only with regards to that, since it's after Plaga Mincha, we only find in the Gemara to be machmir with regards to the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema proper. And Kriyat Shema proper, according to the Magen Avraham and Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, is what? The first two. Vayomer, you don't have to repeat. However, says the Mishnah Berura, Aval b'sha'agat ergeh ha'erich u'masik dire shamayim, yesh lo li'izahed likro kol ha'shalosh parashiyot shel Kriyat Shema achar tzeit ha'kochavim. Which means, according to the Sha'agat ergeh, it's not enough just to repeat the first two, you have to repeat all three, and that's the halacha according to Agaon Katochayim, Agaon Yalkut Yosef, Agaon Halacha Berura. They all bring down that halacha on ma'aseh. It's when a person has to repeat Kriyat Shema, he has to repeat all three parashiyot. And not only that, according to the Kabbalah, the Or Lezion brings down, that when a person repeats Kriyat Shema at night, that should be, it is a person can, if he wants, be yotzeh with Kriyat Shema on Amita, but according to the Sod, he said it's preferable, that even though you're saying all three, we said according to Kabbalah, a person, lo kedat maran, let's say a person said Kriyat Shema after Tzedek Kochavim, which means you're yotzeh. According to Maran, you ask Maran HaShulchan Aruch, how many parashiyot of Kriyat Shema do you have to say for Kriyat Shema Amitah for Shmira?
One.
Only one. Yeah. But we say the Minhag follows the Ari HaKadosh, who says you should say all three, and according to the Ari, you should do all three, which is both for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit and Kriyat Shema for Amitah of Shmira, you should say all three. Let's do a few more Rambams over here very quick. Kol Shekarvu, the Rambam writes over here, Kol Shekarvu Metarav Matirav Bayom Ma'alin Oto Al Mizbeach Kol HaLayla. Any time you did the permissible performance of the korban before night, you can burn the korban all night long. Ketzad, zvachim shenizrak daman bayom, maktilin emureim balayla ad she'aleh amud ha'shachar. Which means any korbanot for whose blood was sprinkled during the day, you're allowed to burn the limbs all night long until alot ha'shachar. V'chein, איברי העולות מקטילן נותן בלילה עד שיעלה עמוד השחר. וכדי להרחיק מן הפשיעה, אמרו חכמים שאין מקטילן האמורין ואיברי העולה, אלא עד חצות הלילה. Next Ramban. כל אלו הנאכלים ליום ולילה. All קורבנות. Which were some of the קורבנות that Rashi said them נאכלים ליום ולילה? מנחות, כבשי עצרת, נר עולה, חטאת, אשם, תודה, correct. So says the Ramban. דין תורה שאין נאכלין עד שיעלה עמוד השחר. וכדי להרחיק מן העבירה, אמרו חכמים שאין נאכלין עד חצות הלילה. Over there he says עבירה ממש, because over there, there is קרית, like we explained before. Next Rambam, הקורא קריאת שמע מברך לפניה ולאחריה, ביום מברך שתיים לפניה ואחד לאחריה. During the day, the morning קריאת שמע, you read, you have two ברכות before, one after, ובלילה מברך שתיים לפניה ושתיים לאחריה. שולחן ערוך, סימן ראשון למדבב, בערב מברך שתיים לפני קריאת שמה ושתיים לאחריה. During the night קריאת שמה, you have two ברכות before and two ברכות after. And now the Rambam, with regards to תרומה, says again, in הלכות תרומות, אין התמאים אוכלים בתרומה עד שיעריב שמשן, ותמאים, anyone who is תמא, ניקו אני מור תמא, cannot eat תרומה until the sun goes down, ויצאו שלושה כוכבים אחר שקיעת החמה. It's not enough for the sun to go down. The process of שקיעת החמה has to finish, which is when? שלושה כוכבים קטנים. שנאמר, ובא השמש ותהר, says the Rambam, עד שיתהר הרקיע מן האור, until the sky becomes purified from the light, ואחר יאכל מן הקודשים, at which point he can then consume תרומה.
Okay? What's the
earliest time is צאת הכוכבים, דאורייתא. Let's do this as in honor of beginning. Oy tzor es shem tvima, tzor es shem tvima, tzor es shem tvima, veshiv es nafer, tzor es shem tvima, tzor es shem tvima, tzor es shem tvima, veshiv es nafer, eidos shem nehana, Machimat Bezi Edus Hashem Menana Machimat Machimat Bezi Ayay Toras Hashem Temima Toras Hashem Temima Toras Hashem Temima Neshivas Nafesh Toras Hashem Temima Shem temima, toy has Hashem temima, neshivas nafesh. Ayay, edus Hashem menana, makima, makimas bezi. Ayay, edus Hashem.
Okay. First time.